Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella and Jill DeWitt.
Happy Friday.
Not only is it Friday, it's the next time we do the show, 2017.
Exactly, our last show this
year. My favorite time of year. This right at the end here where you get to plan the next year, do some budgets, you know.
This is also show 365.
Oh.
Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah, I didn't even notice that.
Wow.
So anyway, that's very fitting. So the new year's coming. Anyway. We'll get into that in a second.
We'll talk about that.
Welcome to the show today. And before we get all silly, because it's Friday and almost the new year, before we actually do all that, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. Jill, it's free.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it now? Yes. So sign in. By the way, you have some questions?
It's expensive as hell for us.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But we provide it for free, like everything. Land Academy, we subsidize Land Academy for you.
That's true. So, because you will come forward with a good deal someday, and it all pays off for everyone. That's true. Okay, Claire said, hi, Claire. My buyer from a few months ago never recorded their deed, and now I'm getting tax bills. How should I handle this? Should I contact the buyer to remind them?
You know, you can go both ways on this. My policy has been, and I guess our corporate policy probably still is. I'd have to check with the people who are running that right now.
Because it's not us.
I just look at the numbers, and our refunds are really low and the whole thing. So, but yeah, you know, we just leave it alone.
We do.
If it gets really, really bad, we might contact them like years later. But this falls into the category of these problems usually rectify themselves. Mm-hmm. So there's a bunch of risks with calling up. And I'm assuming this is a retail buyer. If it's a wholesale buyer, I would absolutely contact them. Somebody who's in the business, you know, we've sold a lot of properties to them. You're on a first name basis. And I would just shoot them a little note. But if it's a retail buyer, they don't understand the instructions and stuff. It's a sleeping dog's license situation for me. Jill, I mean, what do you think?
Well, first thing too, the first couple times I don't even address it because often there's a lag. It might be recorded and the assessor data hasn't all caught up yet and I'm getting the first wave. So I really do nothing. Our team does nothing on that first wave because it could be done.
That literally, on a personal note, happened to Jill and I with a house that we own. We still own. You know, it just didn't get, the assessor is usually a year late. Mm-hmm. Not a year late. They're just a year, sometimes 2 years behind the recorder. So you just don't get a tax bill. Until, you know, maybe a year later or 2 years later and you get it and it's like, well, it's twice as much as what you thought it would be. And so you got to ante up. But the first thing is I think, what, did they reassess this? And now I have to pay double. That literally happened. So that's the only downside to that. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think you did. I don't. So, yeah, I think you answered it perfectly. And that's what So they never record their deed. And like you said, Jack, you know, Claire's busy. And I know Claire. Claire's busy.
Yeah.
So seriously.
Claire's one of our original members and she's extremely successful.
I'll tell you, I'll be honest. I don't care if it's wholesale or retail. On the first wave, I'm doing nothing.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming they did everything right and then maybe behind. Now, 6 months or so go by and I get another one. If it's a retail person, what I would do is even easier. I'm not going to reach out to them. I'm going to put this in an envelope and I'm going to forward it to them saying, hey, don't forget, this is yours.
That's the way to do it.
Because I'm not.
Jill, that's brilliant.
Thank you. See, there's a reason why I'm here.
There's a reason why you deal with the customers and
exactly.
I don't.
I'm not going to call them and re-explain it. I'm going to go, hey, make sure you recorded the deed because I'm still getting these. Have a nice day.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
It. And then, like you said, the only time I really might help someone if it's now 8 years down the road and it's going to be, hey, it's going to go back for non-payment of taxes and the county's going to take it, then I'm going to be like, look, you either are gone, something happened. Did something happen to the person too? And then we'll figure that out later. But I mean,
just buy it back.
So that's
if there's some kind of scenario. We've done that in the past.
That's what I was going to say. what if something, because, and then the weird, crazy, kooky thing could be that somebody did pass on and it's still in your name and you might still own it. I mean, even though they paid you, you got to, you want to make sure the family and everybody's on board, because they could find the deed and come back and say, what?
Exactly.
So, but good stuff.
If you have a question or you'd like to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, and this is the meat of the show on Friday here before 2017.
Yes.
Why this little business that we have is the perfect side business to anything that most people are doing right now. I came up with this topic because we did a show similar to this, I don't know, eight or 9 months ago, and it continues to rise up. This topic continues to rise up to the one of the top five most listened to shows we've ever done, or episodes we've ever done. So I figured we'd talk about it for a few minutes again and maybe clarify it or build on it. You know, that show was almost a year ago. So, I mean, what makes it, you think, a perfect side business for busy people with other careers, let's say?
Well, I was going to say that is the reason I think it's a perfect side business, because you can spend 4 hours a week on this. You can spend 40 hours a week on this. It's really up to you and how far you want to take it.
You know, it occurred to me just now that this was my side business, and it was your side business then too.
That's true.
A lot of years later.
You're right.
You know, describe your situation.
That's
this is perfect.
Really funny, right? I had a day job, basically. I had a 9-to-5 day job, and I would set my laptop open on the desk behind me,
Did you really?
I really did. I whipped my chair around. Seriously, I had a table behind me set up. This was later on. Well, let me go back up. In the very beginning, it was only evenings and weekends. Evenings and weekends, I would take in the property, post the property. I had auctions closing. It was a lot of eBay back then, and it was usually, you know, Sunday nights at 6 o'clock. So I had to be around Sunday nights at 6 o'clock. I would try to make sure I would be somewhere. I can get to the computer and send them the payment and the deed information. So right when they checked out, when they won the auction, they could quickly make payment and I could be doing the deed. You know, I'd say, okay, it'll happen within 48 hours or whatever it is. So I'd get to it some evening that next week after they paid and I got the deed information on Tuesday, I'd do the deed and send it to them. That was it.
Right.
So, and then buying the properties, that was you. You know, you feeding me the deals, basically, right, to purchase the properties. So then it grew into more than just evening. All right, I'm just doing this like, it was one a week. That was a one a week deal, mm-hmm, making probably $1,000 a week.
Yeah, that's about right. I remember those times.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and then I'm going, $1,000 a week. Okay, let's think about this. Because we bought them. It was like buying them for $400. Remember those? $400 or $500. And selling them for like $1,400.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. And it was what was going on. Because I remember you looking at me going, because it was great. It was you kind of threw some property at me just to see what would happen. Yeah. And you're like, hey, exactly, what are you doing over there? And I'm like, hey, it's going really great. Thanks. And then that's, I think, when you kind of realized, hey, you're actually good at this stuff.
That's what happened. So you dramatically enhanced. You know, this was during the economic downturn. You know, before that, when I started in the 90s, I built a massive company. But during the downturn, we grass roots it.
Yep.
Roots it. And you know, it's basically started over. And you killed it.
Thanks.
In a word.
Thanks.
In two words.
Yeah. So then you said, well, shucks, I just gave you those things I didn't really care about, you know, kind of thing. Let's see what you can do with these. So then I started to go, okay. So that's when I started to do, and then I had to be.
I can buy them cheap all day.
And I had to be more accessible. It wasn't just an eBay thing. Now we're talking some good properties, some 40s and some 40 acres and some things like that.
Put the websites up and change the names of the websites and stuff and put them up and, man.
Making my phone ring. Now we're like.
That was all in like 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. Because in the beginning, there wasn't even a phone number. Remember that? It wasn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have a phone number, so I didn't have to talk to anybody. They just checked out and paid and that was it. So this is perfect for this. So that's how little I put into it. And then I grew into, all right, this is actually working. This is, I think, what a lot of our members do. They say, all right, now I'm going to put a little more into this. I'm going to really pay attention. I proved the theory, clearly. Now I'm going to do this. And so that's what I did. So then I needed to be able to return phone calls on my breaks.
Yep.
And have my computer right there where I was kind of monitoring emails and doing things like that. I would still But the bulk of my work, like the busy work, like the reviewing the deals, doing my due diligence, would happen on my off time from work, and posting properties on my off time. So this is how you can do it too. And just be available during the day for the people that need to speak to me during the day kind of thing.
You know, if you're in any type of sales, real estate sales or anything else, this is really easy to accomplish. I mean, it's easy to accomplish anyway. It takes a little bit more structure and some patience. But if you're a natural salesperson, like David, one of our newer members who's doing really well, is a outside salesperson. He's in the car a lot. I mean, it's just a natural extension. He's killing it. Mm-hmm. So it's a, you know, it's a great side business. Here's some other reasons that I, you know, when I started, because I was at my side business when I started in the 90s too.
Right.
There's no real capital that's required. You know, the old way was you have to raise some capital and put a team together and get some office space, and all this stuff has to happen before you ever make dollar one. What's great about this business is that, you know, you already have a computer. You don't need any employees. Slapping up a website costs maybe $200. It's pretty simple with the right direction to get this whole thing started for a very small amount of money, a couple $1,000 maybe, if you have some experience, maybe a little bit more. And then the revenue can happen as early as 30 days after that, 30 to 60 days from the second you start. So it really is, in my opinion, a great side business. You know, some of the reasons that it wouldn't be a good side business are all personality based. You know, I've seen people try to do this that know nothing about computers or aren't good time organizers.
Right.
And this is not for them. But right. And maybe they don't need to own any business then, not just this.
/ however, we have people though, and we talk about this too, just because that's not your forte, then you just need to find that person that can do that.
Yeah, like, you know, we have several people who are their husband and wife, or, you know, their significant other.
Couple brothers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like Jill and I. Jill's great at sales and I'm not so great. I'm good at acquisition. So you can get around it that way. But I really think if you're going to be the nucleus of it, you need to know some stuff about computers.
Right.
Or at least not hate computers. Let's say right. that.
True. You need to know, you know, we come back to that too. It's like you need to be able to drive a stick. And then, you know, and understand it a little bit.
Yeah, stick shift.
You don't have to be able to take the engine apart.
Right.
But you need to understand some of that. So.
I've always loved buying stuff cheap. I'm not a cheap person because I'll spend money on stuff that matters.
Right.
I just love real estate too, I guess. That's part of it.
Exactly. Do I think, and you can, so real estate, I'm trying to think of the big picture way to wrap this up. I mean, I just think I did a whole series on this in our newsletters that, you know, start to finish, you could slowly, methodically, 2 to 4 hours on a weekend in 45 days, you can figure out how to select a county, how to get the mailers out, feel the phone calls coming back, buy a property, post a property, and sell a property.
Yeah.
You don't have to go crazy. And I think that's a lot of it is the key. Like you just said, Jack, you don't have to have a huge team and $100,000 of capital.
You shouldn't have that.
Right.
Don't go do that.
Don't go crazy.
Get that first deal done. You know, I've seen people have, you know, when you get that first deal done and you make, I don't care if it's you make $300 or $400 to convince your wife that this works. Mm-hmm. If you aren't addicted after that first one or two deals, like, wow, well, wait a second. And if you don't sit down with a little solar powered calculator and say, I just made $1,500 on that deal pretty fast and everybody's happy, and I have all of maybe 8 hours into this whole thing because it's my first one. Well, what if I did 8 of these a month and now I'm making 10 grand a month? Well, wait a minute. I only make 7,000 at my job. If that's not the kind of stuff that starts going through your head.
That's not motivating to you.
This is not for you.
That's funny.
And then it's like, you know, well, wait a minute. If I get the computer system and a whole thing with this,
take me 8 hours on one deal.
$50,000 a month at this. Yeah. If I actually really put some time in and made it, put a machine together. Yeah, that's the reaction that you want to have, mm-hmm. and that's what our very successful members, the top tier members, they think that way. Mm-hmm. But with everybody, without exception, started this as a side business, mm-hmm. and that's why I think this topic does so well for us or has. For the last 8 months.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You don't want to start this as, you don't want to quit your job. Do not do this.
Yes.
Quit your job. take the $20,000 that you might have, or your aunt
clean out your 401k.
Yeah, do not do any of that.
Borrow from your in-laws and take a second out on your house.
Jeez. Okay. Do not extend your credit cards.
Exactly.
Don't do any stuff like that at
all. Nope.
Start this as a side business. Get one or two deals under your belt. And I mean acquisitions and sales.
Right.
And see if you are addicted.
This is why I think this is a great topic too. And I think why people love our so well. You buy one for $1,000. You sell it for $2,000. Do it again. Now you have 4. We've heard this before. Then you have 8. Then you have 16. Now you have 32. Now you have 64. We can start making some different decisions now.
It's a blackjack dream.
Let's think about this. Now I have $64,000 in the bank. I know, just repeating the same thing over and over again. Do I want to keep going? Do I want to do some payments? Do I want to start looking at buying some different types of properties? Hey.
Maybe I try it in a different county in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff.
Anything. It is really a great side thing. It's funny. What I find really interesting is a number of people in our group, in our world, that started off with this thinking that, you know, I really just want to get my kids' college funds taken care of. I only want to bring in enough to offset my mortgage.
Pay my mortgage.
And it's funny. They're like, what? Yeah. All of a sudden, and then it takes over and they're like, shoot, I'm going to retire now on this. You know, I just realized the money I can make based on what I was going to get, if they even still have a pension, you know, with a pension and all this, they're like, this is better.
I started with one piece of property, like the ebook says, and I doubled my money on it. Or I made like 1.8%. I mean, 180, like I made 1.8 times right. 1.8. And I said that, so I started having the thoughts that I just described and went and bought a bunch of properties up in Northern Arizona. This is all from, from Pennsylvania.
Right.
And then I said, okay, well, I really want to do this. So I started selling property and selling it on eBay and some other places on the internet. And this is literally what happened. After about 6 or 8 months, I looked at my bank account because I had a full-time job.
Right.
As an investment banker.
So you weren't needing the money. You weren't spending the money. It was just
$500,000 in my checking account from this. Literally $560,000. I'll never remember. I'll never forget the time I checked it. This is not when you check your bank balance on the internet, right? This is a while ago.
That's why
you make a deposit or something, and you know, or at least I didn't. I wasn't smart enough to do it back then.
Was it? They had a little booklet.
Yeah. I don't even think I ever had the booklet. I just think you go in and, you know, you check your bank balance at an ATM machine,
right?
You know,
or you'd walk in and say how much is in there.
So, and that's when I actually quit my job that week. Mm. I said, because I knew. Exactly where to buy a lot more property just like that. I mean, that day.
Right.
And now I had a bunch of money. It didn't all dawn on me until I looked at that bank balance and said, this side business is now not a side business anymore.
Exactly.
Well, I had somebody reach out to me on email. I think you may or may not have been copied on this. But it's somebody that you and I have communicated with. They're not in our group. His name's Josh.
Yep.
And the gist of his email said this: it's time. This exact thing
is happening to him. I was TC'd on this.
I'm now making whatever. I don't remember the numbers. It was a lot, more than $10,000 or $15,000 in payments a month. He's turning just for cash property sales are way more than that every month. And he's like, "You guys obviously know what you're doing. So can we just sit down and talk a little bit?" And I said, "Heck yes."
Right.
I don't even care if he ever becomes a member or not. That's why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of, when that happens, man, what a great feeling.
Mm-hmm.
When it all just kind of falls in place and sort of on accident.
Right.
You're just going through the motions because it makes sense to you.
Exactly. It's perfect.
This is Jill, it's a perfect show for
2017. Oh, yeah.
Is Monday, right? This is Friday.
Shucks. So, hello.
No, Sunday. You're right. Sunday. Right?
You're right. Right. Sunday.
It's 2 days from now. 2017 is 2 days.
Yes. So if you're right now sitting thinking about some changes and doing some stuff different, trying something, whatever, in 2017, this might be something. Well, you're listening to us for a reason. Well, this might be something for you.
Don't quit your job.
Don't do that.
Try to sell. Don't join our group either. Try to sell property on Craigslist.
Join the free group. Yes, you should.
Well, I mean, join the free group for sure. But, you know.
Ask
I'm saying don't spend any money.
Yeah. Get it. You know what? Yeah. Read it. Read our ebook if you haven't already done that. and get in our free online community and start poking around and seeing what everybody else is doing. Ask all the questions, dream it up, ask away, see if this is for you.
Well said.
And good luck. You might make some money next year on
this. Be careful.
Careful what you wish money. For.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Last show this year. Oh my gosh.
I'm going to come over there and kiss you on the air.
Oh my gosh.
Can I?
Seriously? No. I'm like, seriously? It's like, thank you.
That's how happy I am with 2016 and how anxious and not anxious, but how excited I am about 2017.
You know, it's, I wonder how many of our listeners like said, oh, it's, yeah, like mom and dad.
Like the kids
do.
Oh
no.
God, he's kissing her again.
Here we go again. Get a room.
Turn this off.
I'm going to throw up in my mouth again. Oh no.
You know what? If one of the kids kissed somebody too, I'd throw up in my mouth.
Oh, I would.
So I get it. I get the point.
Exactly. My dad used to have this way of dipping my mom. He'd come in the kitchen with you, and he really would just like kind of dip her. And it was very sweet. They liked it. And it was really, one of them, I don't know. Anyway.
My mom used to have this real specific way of smacking my dad.
Oh, really?
It wasn't for fun either.
Oh, it wasn't a pat on the rear. No, no. Oh.
It wasn't in admiration.
Got it. That's really interesting.
We're going to leave it on that.
Okay.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
Back Happy New Year.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.